You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the KB Mod Podcast. We are on episode 6. This is the sixth week. We are flying through these. Hopefully you guys are enjoying. We've been getting really good feedback on the podcast. And I want to just thank you guys for your continued support. I know I and all the guys on the cast appreciate it. And speaking of the guys on the cast, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
I'm on a phone.
Oh, dedication.
I'm well, and Alex is. Right. We're actually allowing him to be on the podcast with an Apple product right now.
That is true. I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah,
He's on Skype on his iPhone.
I'm in French Canada on Skype on an iPhone. I feel hated right now.
Wow, dude.
That is good. How's your guys' week's been going? John, you sound like you're feeling a lot better than last week, are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I'm just being better than everybody at Team Fortress 2. That's what I do.
Dude, nice. That soldier bed.
Dude, I like how there was one point that soldier, when you hit that guy with the rocket out of the air towards the end, he didn't even comment on it. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I do that sometimes with the Quake launcher.
I have a question about that Quake rocket launcher. Does it just work like the normal one?
Yeah. It's actually because the projectile is in the middle of the screen rather than bottom right, like the stock rocket launcher. So it just makes it feel like it's easier to aim. It's really not. It's just a mental thing. But I like men, so it doesn't really matter.
I like that. I like that it has the same sound effect as the Quake one as well.
Yeah, it's exceptional. It's really cheap to make too. I'll probably make you one.
Yeah, I'd deal with that.
Well, getting into then what we've all been playing. Mr. iPhone, what have you been playing down there? You been playing anything? Actually, this has been a transition week for you. So.
I've been playing Fruit Ninja because it's the only game that doesn't have an internet connection.
No DRM on Fruit Ninja?
No. I don't know. I've just been moving to Montreal from Toronto, in case you guys are wondering. I'm on my phone right now in a semi-unpacked room. I got a bed.
You get Earthquake today? You get Earthquaked on?
Apparently, we felt it up here, but I didn't feel it.
Earth was pissed, dog.
Nah,
it was moving.
The best pictures, like, never forget 823. And then it's like lawn furniture, and one of the lawn chairs just tipped over.
I saw that, dude. I saw that. The devastation from the earthquake of 823.
Did you see Shibby's video, his Twitter upload? And his keyboard and mouse were all knocked over.
Oh, man. Yeah, I felt it. I mean, we actually, you know, so the epicenter was in Virginia, but I was on the third floor of one of the office buildings where I work, and we felt it pretty good for a little bit there. I mean, it wasn't major, but everyone knew it was a quake, and then all the women freaked out and ran out first. All the guys were like, okay, relax.
All the men were like, fucking cool.
They're like, if this building comes down, I'm going to be here when it goes down. So, yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was a lovely shared experience the United States and Canada had.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Never forget, you know.
Oh, man. What about you, Dan? What have you been?
I've actually been off the beaten path this week with my gaming. I've been playing a decent amount of Bastion. Readying that for a KB Mod review of that, and so far, just an excellent game, and in pretty much every way. I'd heard it was it is a small game and an indie game. I'd heard it was kind of console port-ish, but overall, man, I would highly recommend it. And thanks to Nick for gifting me that game in my time of need.
Would that be the Nick Fenton? Would that be?
It would be.
Okay.
What does Nick Fenton rhyme with?
Oh, God.
I believe it's Nick Faggot. That's what Vent tells me all day. So
that is what it says.
I would just like to take claim to that publicly. That's my keybind that everyone
Alex
has stolen.
Alex gets so mad when anyone else uses that.
You're stealing my intellectual property, okay? I'm like Eduardo Saverin on Vent. You guys are just jacking me for all my ideas. You're just cutting me loose.
Yeah,
playing a lot of that, and a lot of, not a lot of, but I've played a couple hours of Global Agenda, which I did a write-up on as well, but I was pleasantly surprised, because I actually thought it was just going to be totally awful. I know John hates it, but...
I hate what?
Global Agenda.
I don't hate it, I just thought it was kind of shit-ass dick.
That's fair.
Is it related to its older brother, Global Offensive? Sorry, newer brother. Counter-Strike is new. Pardon me. I always forget that.
It's actually pretty well done. I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, it's like blown me away or anything, but it's good fun, and the leveling is pretty fast. I would say, actually, if you've never tried an MMO, this would be the one to try, because it's free now. So, because it has a lot of the conventions of an MMO that you would see pretty much anywhere else. Wow. Wait, that's the only one that matters. My bad. But yeah, pretty much you'll see all the conventions in there.
What are you talking about? Rift is amazing. I mean, there's so nothing like it.
20 people playing that right now?
There's like 14, and it's a very well-made game when Crossfire 6970s will net you a whopping 40 frames a second staring at a wall. But if you have a GTX 580, you get, like, you know, 75,000 frames a second, so... they're pretty good programmers over there at Tryon, and make quality products. Go fuck yourselves.
Hey, Tryon, if you want to get on the podcast next week, just shoot us a line, and we'll accommodate your request.
I actually got an email on my email account that some guy hacked my account and changed the email to, like, his email, and I sent him an email that said thank you.
For Rift.
Yeah, he hacked my Rift account and took it.
Needless to say, it's not very optimized for one brand of video card.
Yeah.
So thank you, guy, for hacking my Rift account. Now I will never be tempted to spend $15 to see if it runs right, because I've done that once before.
Oh, wow.
John and I both have been hopping back on the WoW wagon pretty hard.
Yeah, you guys have. Yeah. Every night I see you guys on there.
I'm actually playing right now. You mad?
Yeah, I've not really been gaming or anything multiplayer. I've just been playing Doom 3 or attempting to, and it's the worst. It's really one of the worst gaming decisions I've ever made to play this game. I mean, it's pretty well made. Like, it's fun to an extent, but I'm so scared out of my mind. And just reading comments of people telling me that I shouldn't be scared, you know, that also really helps. I mean, I'm missing all the PDAs.
This is like the greatest week of my life. Because the new Deus Ex came out and it's actually good.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I bought it last night. I had to. It was like an hour after it came out.
I was hoping you would enjoy it because you were like so on the fence for so long.
Yeah, but so, I mean, I'm only like an hour and a half in, but it is Deus Ex. And I'm so happy.
Nice. That makes me excited.
I saw the Ars Technica review and they were really high on it.
So. Everyone was. The lowest review it got was like an 83 from like, Game Rant or something. The rest were all 90 and above. They had
have you been Sam Fishering your way around levels?
No, I brute force shit. I play through them both twice. I play through them in brute force at first, and then I go non-lethal the second playthrough.
God, did you ever play Metal Gear Solid at all, John?
It's
stealth like that at all, like.
Yeah, I mean,
that was awesome.
You can go through the entire game without killing anybody except the three boss fights.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So
that is nuts. Nice. All right. Well, that can definitely be in one of our topics, but I do want to get into. We have a couple things we do want to talk about in our topic section.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
And actually, one's gonna be switching gears from that game, but. We didn't talk about this at all last week, I guess, because the story just broke that same day, I guess, Dan, when the podcast came out. But Modern Warfare dedicated servers. So I'm just going to say that, and I'm going to let you guys react to that, and then I'm sure. there you go,
that's
Alex.
That's what I thought I was going to hear from the rest of you.
It means that I'll buy the game, and it means I'll probably play it for about 6 hours like I did with Black Ops. If there's a lean in it as well, because they took lean out of Modern Warfare 2, and lean is so crucial to Call of Duty, if there's no lean, it's just going to sit in my Steam folder unplayed for the most part.
You're going to play 6 hours and get 6 hours of gameplay and then never have to play it again? Is that how it's going to work?
Probably.
It's what I do with Black Ops.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm going to be of a differing opinion because I just like the Call of Duty games more.
Everyone wants to like Call of Duty here.
Well, I mean, I don't like Modern Warfare 2. See, this is the thing that scares me, is that it is Modern Warfare 3, thus the successor.
Yeah, but these point streaks you're going to like, I can
tell.
Yeah,
I think I am, because it rewards me for playing the objective, which is good, with a kill streak. So now Douche Canoe up in the house with Ghost and his Silence Galil in a corner can't for his kill streak as easily, hopefully. And I hope they actually keep... Was it Black Ops that just got patched on console anyway? Or is getting patched with that no ghost, no second chance?
That'll just go to console. They're not going to do that shit for PC.
Man. Because you can't even do that on Black Ops with the modded server tools. When we had a server before it disappeared.
yeah.
You can't even do that. Because every time we play, we're like, all I want to do is outlaw ghost and second chance. Or no, we could outlaw second chance, but it wouldn't let us do ghosts. So
I thought I saw a tweet saying that, or some of the, I don't know who it was from, but saying that there was going to be pretty customizable on the server side. Being able to, I don't know if it said get rid of specific perks, but it sounded like they were thinking about it.
You can call me a noob or whatever, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the same company that made Modern Warfare, right?
It's all different devs though. Mm-hmm. It's Infinity Ward and Sledgehammer Games. Sledgehammer made Dead Space, I believe. Was it Dead Space?
No, that was Visceral.
Alright, what did Sledgehammer?
Sledgehammer's made a couple. Yeah, I'll have to look
that up. They made something that was big, but I forget because I didn't play it because it was a console game.
I want to associate them with Gears of War, but that's not right.
That's epic.
I know that's epic, but
epic, man. By the way, a little side note, they've come to our KB Mod aid. Lately, we didn't actually post an article, but their devs basically came out and said PC is our main platform from this point.
Mm. Like, yeah, I did read that article.
We want to really develop for it and not treat it as a porting kind of thing. We want to really develop for it.
A new Unreal.
A good sign to hear that. A new Unreal would be quite nice.
Yeah.
Tribes will be the reintroduction of that type of gameplay, so that'll be cool. But I want this to work so bad.
Sledgehammer is Visceral Games, Alex, you fucking douche canoe.
They're the same company.
They made Dead Space, you fucking...
What? How was one company another company? Explain that to me.
And Sledgehammer made fucking Dead Space. I know I'm right.
No, I looked this up. Goodbye.
Go search it on the internet. Goodbye.
Games.
Go ahead.
Let me look.
Sledgehammer Games, Google their library, nice James Bond, 007, Agent Under Fire, James Bond, 007, Everything or Nothing, James Bond, 007, From Russia with Love,
Good
The
games,
Godfather,
right?
The Simpsons Game, Dead Space,
The Godfather,
Dead Space Extraction, Dante's Inferno, Dead Space 2, and The Ripper. Thank you. Have a nice day, Alex.
Does that mean that they developed the whole game, though, or just did side content? Because
I don't know, but I'm right. Shut up.
Don't care.
Oh god, yeah, don't get in a pissing battle with John.
But I desperately want it to work, and I want the server tools to be... I don't know why they got it. Like, there's no justifiable reason to me to get away from the server system of COD4. It is epically good, and it's pretty typical of PC games. I mean, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Server browser, the controls you have over your own dedicated server, which is everything. I don't know why you would want to get away from that at all. It just doesn't seem like...
Well, the article that we posted, I posted an article on the website when we broke at Gamescom about that they were doing dedicated servers. One of them, their concerns was, you know, hacking and how that's going to affect the console version of it too. Like, you know what I mean? So people can get in there. Start messing with stuff and seeing how everything's working, that it's going to be a lot easier to... But, you know, okay, but that's with anything, right?
Well, I'll take that, though.
Right.
Like,
oh, I don't
I'll
care.
Take that.
Yeah.
Like,
hack
you're
the
gaming
consoles
on PC.
All you want, guys.
Yeah, but if you're gaming on PC as well, like,
right.
Hackers are just...
Yeah, it's just part of life.
It happens.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And frankly, with Black Ops, I haven't seen... I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I haven't seen
not
very
much
many hackers at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas COD 4... I would say there's about a 50% chance you hop on a server and it's got a hacker, whether he's blatant or not.
It's just a bunch of low-bubs.
Low-bubs. Low-bub wall hackers.
What is it, D-E or no? There were some other letters in front of that, yeah.
Low-bob W-H.
W-H. Wall hackers, yeah, apparently John's one. I think that was kind of them just... just being like, oh yeah, guys, we're really taking a bullet for you and giving you dedicated servers. You know what I mean? When they're like, it opens up.
Well, that's like saying your multiplayer's free.
Right.
Thanks, bros.
Thanks. Glad we don't have to pay like every other game.
Glad I'm paying $60 for that single player Black Ops that I played for, let me check Steam. Oh, 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
you didn't like that 3 hour, action movie?
I wouldn't even know. I didn't even get out of the bar in Havana.
Dead Space is a survival horror first-person shooter video game developed by EA Redwood Shores, now known as Visceral Games, for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3. It said Sledgehammer had making Dead Space. They didn't develop it.
Sledgehammer made Dead Space, which was pro. Right here. Looking right here. It's what it says.
Is that actually...
I'm getting information was pro.
Help.
I'm looking at their office, which is ballin', so I'm going with John on this.
Their office.
Mm. Oh, those cubicles are sick, bros.
They don't have Ken Levine. They're inferior.
Visceral Games staff finds new home with Activision Sledgehammer. Activision bought Visceral Games and renamed them Sledgehammer. Suck my fucking balls, Alex.
Oh, wow. We are
the developer mad. Wars.
Oh, wow.
My phone's breaking up.
Can't hear you. Oh, man.
But now I have high hopes. Now I have high hopes. And we'll get to why later. I am now actually, and this might be sacrilegious.
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
I'm going to
piss off. Oh, I know what you're going to say, Dan.
I am looking forward to Modern Warfare 3 more than Battlefield 3 right now.
Oh.
As of right now.
Did you whip yourself with a tree branch as you said that? That's the only way that you could deflect from what you just said.
I know, right? There went all my subs.
You and Orb went off on BF3 today, how it's going to be too slow. I don't know what you guys were
No,
on.
Orb went off. I just agreed with him.
Guilty by association of not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
I just want to fly planes.
Yeah, that looks sweet.
I never really said sweet. I wasn't going to play BF3. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to play it a lot because that's just
well. I think there's a big, big, glaring reason that some of this Battlefield 3 excitement has been dampened. Battlelog, but we will talk about that in the another.
You're
section.
Supposed to cough before you do that.
No, I like the cough. Everyone does that, so that's my own thing. But yeah, to sum it up, if we're done talking about Modern Warfare, real quick. Same thing like. I definitely, it's much needed. I will buy the game. Like, I think all of us were pretty much under the same, if they didn't have dedicated servers, none of us were going to buy it.
Yeah, I really just wasn't going to purchase it.
So, I mean, that's positive, and I also just have to see how it turns out. I mean, it's kind of uncool to like, as far as the PC community, to like Call of Duty. I mean, would you say that's
really
fair,
Dan? Yeah.
It's not the thing to do.
It took a lot for me to come out.
To come out of the Call of Duty closet. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you did. Because you're going to be getting all the hate, not me.
I know. So. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. All right.
That's good. Alex, did you have any parting words on the Modern Warfare 3 topic? You were John?
What about it?
Just, I don't know.
I'm going to be better than John in it just because he pissed me off tonight.
You will never be better than me at any first-person shooter, Alex. Ever.
What about Bioshock? What about Bioshock?
Probably not.
Not even Bioshock?
Oh, wow.
What? Ouch.
What?
You play it with thumbsticks.
I have played it with thumbsticks, so I can play it with a mouse and keyboard. I'm capable.
No, you're not. How's your pro mod skills coming along, Alex?
I tried getting on the NetSky servers, and you can attest to this. They aren't good for NA players right now.
No, they're not, but how were your pro mod skills when they were good for NA players?
When I stopped playing, I was going even.
Oh,
you
okay.
get mad at me because I went even?
Yeah.
Alex, do you get that you cannot say anything right now? It's not going
to
work.
No, but there's a part of me that just wants John to just start crying. I'm going to make him cry.
Unlikely.
I don't see that happening. All right, well, so that's on Modern Warfare 3. If there's no other parting words on it, we can always come back to it. Not,
fuck it.
It's like I'm there you go. It's like I'm slamming the door on this topic. But Diablo 3, this is going to be more for you and John, Dan.
Yeah, because John got really excited.
Yeah, John was tweeting up a storm when this news came out. So were you.
Basically, those of you out there who played Diablo 2, which is like, I don't know, you might be dead by now. It's been so long. but it had three difficulties, which was basically you had beginning, which was, you know, everything was lower level than you after a bit. And then you had, you know, kind of a nightmare, which was, you know, medium, kind of a little harder, but not really lethal. Then you had hell, which at first actually wasn't very lethal either. Just things hit a lot harder. And there were a few things. There's actually a part, and I'll explain this to you guys, in the fourth act in hell, where monsters would cast a spell called Iron Maiden.
Oh, nice.
And what that did was reflected all damage you did to them. But in hell, like if you were a melee character, like a barbarian or something, that actually physically hit things, you'd hit your whirlwind skill or whatever and just instantly die. But you wouldn't even see it coming because Iron Maiden would just hit you with like 30.
Did really seconds. Long drug-fueled guitar riffs start playing?
No. Oh. But yeah, you would just go into packs of guys and be like, oh, I'll be fine, and then just die instantly. So there were dangers like that where you just wouldn't see it coming and die, but overall, it wasn't very hard. They beefed it up in a recent patch, but still, the highest level anything got, the end boss of the game, was level 85, and characters could get to 99. So obviously, after a while, you were pretty much just not getting hit by anything, and yeah, and shitting on everything. So the game was pretty much a walkthrough in Diablo 2. It didn't take a lot of skill. It ended up being an item farming thing. But now, they've added a fourth difficulty, which... it's going to be scalable based on the level of the people in it. So you have to be level capped. You have to be 60 to even enter. So everything in the game will be 61 or higher. So every single monster in the game is going to be higher than you, and bosses will have new abilities and mechanics that you'll actually have to deal with. In Diablo 2, you basically hit your buttons a whole bunch and shit just died. There wasn't much... wasn't much going on. So John got really excited because he was like, oh my god, we're going to have to actually
do strategy.
Take a group in and do strategy. So he was really excited for that. And it's a good change. It's a welcome change. Takes the grind out a little bit because now you're not just killing one boss over and over again. You can pretty much kill anything anywhere. There will be drops that are specific to that difficulty. So it's very welcome news for those of us who just got, you know, the grind down pat D2 and
because it was all about your gear, right? So the tactics you're saying, like once you have the gear set up that you want, you can just basically just point click and rape everything.
Yeah,
at any level.
Like you could be like a Zeal Paladin. Once you got like all your lifesteal, you were literally unkillable by anything in the game.
Right.
So it was like certain classes weren't as good as others, but yeah, once you had your vamp grips and whatever else you had. You were just pretty much invincible, and you just farmed for items. And that was the only thing the game had once you got to that point.
Right.
So now you'll have a whole other world kind of opening up. And I'm guessing the last act on Inferno is just going to be...
Lovely. Lovely is the term.
I hope you're good at this game, John. Maybe you'll even be best in the world, because you never got to that status in Deus Ex.
Yeah, Alex, when I was shitting on noobs at Deus Ex, your mom was fucking wiping your ass with baby wipes because you were like 6. The first video really game true. You ever played was Bioshock. The only game you've ever been how's that Quake going for you? You pretty good at that? Do you ever get angry when you play Quake?
This one time at band camp? Stop listening to John halfway through the podcast.
Alex, you are a pretty pro rager at Quake.
Wires, how do you tell plus from minus if it isn't labeled? Hi, Courtney. I have no idea what you're talking about.
For those of you who don't know, Courtney is building her first PC, and she tried to put the power supply in the motherboard tray. So that was... I was mistaken.
Stop it. No, that did not happen.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, boy.
It went from her going to build the entire thing herself because I gave her an exceptional video guide to her actually not even watching that video and like texting me at work being like, where does my power supply go? To me going over there and spending 2 hours putting all of the components in the case and everything and then being like, this wire goes here, this goes here, this goes here. I have to go get my dog.
he didn't do the jumpers, which is hilarious.
Oh, now she's. Oh,
I'm not doing the jumpers. That's why she can't turn it on right now. That's what she needs to figure out.
You gotta let her. You gotta let her figure something out because she's gotta. She gotta learn a little bit. Hopefully, she can get as proficient at wiring as me and Alex, though. I can only hope.
You guys got game.
I'm pretty good with the wire. My temps are fine, so you know what?
Yeah, HW monitor doesn't mind me.
Yeah, I like
it. Step off.
I idle low 20s. So, yeah. Well, John, but going back to Diablo 3, you have consistently said you will be a ghost. You will be disappearing when that comes out. Is this new difficulty level adding fuel to that fire?
That's the reason.
That's the reason.
I want to have a reason to grind to 60 really fast, just so I can actually play Diablo with boss mechanics rather than chug potions and
you
just kill
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's another thing about Diablo 2 is that you have a belt with potions and you can just spam them. So like you had 16 or whatever fit in a belt and your health would just constantly go up because they just stack on each other and keep going. They took that out. So I think there's going to be a class with heals too, but basically it's going to be a lot more team oriented and a lot less just button mashing, which is a welcome change. Also, you won't get carpal tunnel as fast from your mouse, because that's Diablo 2 is the carpal tunnel game. I mean, you can wear out a mouse so fast in that game, dude.
But it's like League of Legends and StarCraft. It's just all clicking all the time.
Yep. So
nice.
But yeah, should be good.
Nice. All right. Well, we kind of touched on this earlier, but we are for the rant this week. Rant of the week. I don't know what we're yelling about. We are going to we're all going to jump in on this topic because we all feel very strongly about it, I think. And we were talking about why the excitement has somewhat dwindled a little bit, I would say. I think it's pretty noticeable for Battlefield 3 amongst our community and even just in general. The gaming community is with this whole battle log. This whole battle log thing. I don't know. Does someone want to give the background to what was announced recently, and then we can give our reactions? Dan or whoever?
Well, basically, I mean, to put it in a little bit of perspective, I don't feel as strongly about it as Brandon, but it's still a horrible, horrible idea. Because it's just something that, to me, it's not even that it doesn't perform as well, which basically going in and out of your game, I don't care if it's a fast launch. Like, it's just not the best idea. I mean, plus, is it going to work? What if I run FlashBlock and ad block in Chrome? Like,
what if you're not going to be able to connect to a server, bro.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
What if those don't, you know, when I disable them for this site, what if it still is, like, not cooperating? There's tons of compatibility issues. Basically, Battlelog is going to be something that is like a Facebook page for your Battlelog or your Battlefield guy. And
here's my analogy. It's like putting a toilet in the middle of your bed. It's like, yeah, we've moved the toilet out of the bathroom, and it could help you, but do you really want a toilet in your bed?
And you can go to the bathroom super fast.
You can go to the bathroom super fast, but then you're shitting in your bed.
Yeah.
And that's what Battlelog is. Battlelog has shit the bed.
That's good. That's good.
There's no and I just don't see a point. I feel like this was more work for them, even, to do this. Wouldn't it have been easier just to put a fucking list of servers inside the game?
I would have liked to be in that room when they decided to do this, because are they like trying to? Because
they're not charging for anything either,
right?
Like, it's not like.
But is it like a social networking thing they're trying to do? Like, are they saying that's the reason?
You're
the Facebook,
supposed to be able
right?
to adjust your loadouts and shit from it too.
I
like
don't
want to
do that though on a website. Yeah, I mean, like Dan, when I told you and Alex earlier, I was like, I thought this was a DICE troll. Because, you know, like, they've been known for messing, especially taking shots at Modern Warfare 3 and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, when I first heard the news and someone tweeted it at me and was like, did you hear the news? I was like, yeah, that can't be real. You know, and then I read the article and I saw that it was.
Like, I didn't even, we actually held off a couple days on writing because Brandon wanted to write it right away. And I was like,
hold on.
No, hold off, because I don't even, like, this doesn't make, it made so little sense that I didn't even want to report on it. It was like, no, That's not
true. Yeah, exactly. Like, I felt the same way.
I mean, the console guys get a server browser in their game, which is cool for them because they'll be able to experience, like, you know, decent pings and stuff while they're playing at 720p right. at 30 FPS. So
that is good.
I mean,
what's the point of a server browser on a console? You can pick the coolest name. They're all the fucking same.
EA server number one. No, because you'll be able to see what ping you have, or for you console noobs, what bars you have. And
you think they'll just do it by? Yeah, let's do it by bars. They won't do it by ping.
But it's still 30 FPS and 720p, and even though I have to launch through a web browser, it's still going to be a better experience. You mad?
Yeah,
good luck flying the jets with a controller too. Even a keyboard and mouse is gonna be tough.
Keyboard and mouse, arguably, might be worse.
Yeah, I'm buying a fucking flight stick, dude. I'm gonna get like 12 monitors and have like virtual flight simulator mouse.
John's gonna be so angry when he loads a new game and all the jets are taken. He's gonna quit and go find a server where there's jets.
Start his own server and just fly the jets around. Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I do want to say, I feel like this is such a, like, obvious, glaring thing. Like, I don't think, you know, when this game comes out and then we're forced to use Battlelog, as we will be, that we're going to be like, wow, I really wish we hadn't shit on this thing. This thing is fantastic. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not worried about that.
Might not be as mad about it, but I'm not going to be excited for it.
I'm not going to be touting
it. I mean,
like,
now, like, a lot of our article is reactionary and kind of like, right away, like, are you kidding me? And I'm still feeling like that. Like, but, you know, it's not going to be that horrible, but it's just like, why change something?
Right. Why change something that's such a staple?
Literally every single other game. I can't think of another game.
Dude, if this becomes the catalyst, if it's something to do with like, I don't think it is, like you were saying, money or like, I can't imagine. It seems like this is more way more work.
Well, I don't know.
It's more server costs to host a website. Like,
right, there you go. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if during alpha they might not have had it enabled, if there is, but is there ads on the Battlelog page?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah, see? There you go.
And you think, you know, Battlelog worked fine in the alpha because there was fucking 2,000 people using it.
Right.
Right,
like websites like Reddit, which are probably hosted on super boxes. When it's busy time on Reddit, you can tell that it's busy time on Reddit. I don't care how fast your game starts up. If it takes me 10 minutes to navigate your stupid website, I'm just gonna turn it off and go play fucking Timmy the Tank Engine on my Xbox.
Larry's Lobster Mania.
Oh yeah,
well, Might and Magic Hero 6.
It's a parlor game, by the way, bros. Parlor game.
BioShock. I'm going to go play BioShock.
Like, the thing is you'd think they would have learned their lesson with the Bad Company 2 launch, which was one of the worst things I've ever seen, because you couldn't join a game for 3 days. I mean, it was just horrible.
Sorry, I was busy being 4 by John's count.
When BioShock, or when Bad Company 2 came out, you were like 12, right?
Yeah, I bought it on Xbox opening day.
Okay.
But it was so bad that I felt like, well, EA and DICE have learned their lesson, that won't happen again. But now you've got to go through a couple different sets of authentication, and like, I mean, what was the point of that when you messed up one where you had the standard? You had the standard to work with, and you messed that up. And then I just don't understand.
They're going to come up with an article by the end of the week saying it was an elaborate social experiment by the University of Stanford.
Do you watch
how far PC gamers would go before they said anything? First, they made it exclusive on Origin. Then they made a web browser. I mean, it's just going to be some crazy
All of it
shit.
Turns out to be not not true. It'll yeah, they're like, it's going to be on Steam exclusively. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be a pleasant surprise if that's what it turned out to be.
Somebody will end up, like, programming an external browser. We're all going to end up using All Seeing Eye again, Dan.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What a great browser. What a great program that was. You could sync up all your games and it would be one huge server browser, kind of like Steam is now. I had like my Deus Ex servers, my Medal of Honor servers.
Yeah, that was
Battlefield 2 servers. Everything was just on one thing. It was amazing.
But I mean, I just the thing that made me most mad was just like, this works for every game before this, literally every single PC title. The in-game server browser has worked and not failed. Like, why would you even consider it? So that's what I don't get. I mean, maybe it will be fine, but it just doesn't make any sense right now.
All I'm going to say is if this really is subpar or bad and then it becomes the standard, I will never forget Battlefield 3 for DICE. Yeah. And everyone's going to be like, yeah, you know what? We don't need the server browser. We'll just go to this new model because it makes more
sense.
I'm
excited for Infinilog, the Bioshock server browser.
It has Ken Levine quotes all over the page, just randomly set.
Bioshock 2's multiplayer was surprisingly fun.
Yeah, I never tried that out.
For a little bit. The Big Daddy was way overpowered. They never did anything about it.
Yeah. One-man army noob tube of Bioshock, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I'm sorry. I had to get a Call of Duty reference in there. all right. Well, if we don't have any more... I don't know, any more parting words on the Battlelog stuff? I mean, I think
we all said,
suck my balls, DICE. And,
you know, John always comes on here sweet talking all these developers. You really got to stop. You really got to stop sucking up, John. It's out of control.
Yeah, well, I would like a server browser inside of my game because
like Inception browser.
I don't think my 1 terabyte solid state drive is going to allow me to boot your game fast enough. Oh, you guys mad? You guys don't have 1 terabyte solid state drives at DICE? Oh, okay. Okay. Just thought I'd make that clear.
I think it would be funny, Dan, an Inception browser, so you load up the game and then it loads up a web browser, within your server browser. Like, so you actually, they're like, well, we gave you a server browser, but you're just browsing the website. Like, you do that with the Steam community when you overlay that thing. That would be, anyway.
Oh, God.
That'd be horrible, but... And then when you click on the server, it brings you out of the game, alt-tabs your game, and then relaunches it. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I think you do have to exit, though, to switch.
You do.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? That's horrible.
That means you have to say to your friends, I'm going to this server. Then everyone has to exit.
And then
go back
check on Battlelog where you want.
But how they're saying it's going to alt-tab faster than other games. How are you going to do that for everyone else's rig? Like, everyone's rig is different. How can you make that some sort of uniform alt-tab time?
What if you're playing on an iPad? What then?
Yeah. That's a good point. Or a GTT
220. I'm just kidding. That thing sucks.
All right. Well, let's get into Twitter questions, Dan.
We got some goodies.
Got some doozies today or this week?
We got some goodies this
week.
Nice.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
Just fire away.
Hopefully John's not too deep into WoW.
I'm actually no longer playing. I'm eating delicious Flaming Hot Cheetos, though.
God, you are a Flaming Hot Cheeto machine. That or those other chips you enjoy. I forget what the name was.
I like men.
Okay, here we go. Now that Deus Ex is back and turned out great, and I'll just throw Duke Nukem in this question as well, even though it turned out fucking horrible. what other old school PC games would you like to see make triumphant returns? So I think
Wolfenstein.
John. Yeah, I was gonna say John and I would both agree there.
And Quake, those two.
Yeah. Yeah, Wolfenstein and Quake. How about Enemy Territory, which is Wolfenstein?
Yeah, I mean, if they made, like, an updated engine.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Enemy Territory still to this day is probably a game you could I'd be logging the most hours into now if it was active, even though it's so old.
Yep.
It's not my favorite game of all time by any means, but it was just, it was that kind of game. I mean, my favorite game's the first Deus Ex, but Wolfenstein Enemy Territory, and I'm knocking shit over, was amazing.
So, yeah,
Uncharted.
Uncharted? I never played that. Is that console only?
It's PS3 only.
Wow.
Troll.
Crash Bandicoot.
And Unreal Tournament as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Another game I could be better than Alex at.
Unreal Tournament. I really hope they bring back... I say Crash Bandicoot moderately jokingly, but not really. I mean, that's a console title, but... God, I used to love that game, Crash Bandicoot. I mean, I don't think that could translate to the PC really all that well. But anyway, that's just... I mean, if Alex is going to bring up a console title, then I can too.
John's not invited to my LAN parties at my mansion when I get rich.
That's fun. I don't want to come to Canada anyway. The only good thing that's ever come out of Canada lives in Pittsburgh now.
Oh, man. Oh, now I'm going to have to hear penguins trolling. Is that what this is now?
Man.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, I'm not going to troll Alex at all. The Maple Leafs are a great franchise. They've been doing really well lately.
This is like shit on Alex night. Alex, were you informed?
He gets on a phone and he just gets...
If he wasn't on an Apple product, then none of this would be happening right now.
None of the Venom would be spewed.
They got more cups in our franchise than you do.
Huh?
They have more cups in our franchise than you do.
That's cool. When's the last time you had a fucking winning season? Oh, you were 12 then, too. Okay.
All right, Dan, next question.
All right, this one's interesting because I don't know how I feel about it, actually. I'll have to formulate
that. Oh, did you say who that last one asked?
Oh, that was from Blacklight Attack, our boy, Blacklight Attack.
Gotcha.
And next one is, are you excited for Dead Island, and what are your thoughts on it? That's from Piquad Films. That's the guy's name. So, yes. I love the trailers that made it seem like more than just Left 4 Dead, but like the ones with the guy carrying his kid in the room.
The trailer that brought you to tears with the emotional music?
Yes, yeah. Yes. That made me really want to play it, but then I heard how the world isn't really that open, even though it's supposed to be, and like the... Actually, something that really bothered me, and we posted on this, was that the objects in the game have no, like, physics. So if you hit, like, a chair, it doesn't move. Like...
Stop. No. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Like, they were talking about... This was in, obviously, like, a beta build, but, like, this guy was running on the beach, and, two things. There's no boundary, like, to the world, but you get, like, World of Warcraft fatigue, which means... Where if you fly out too far in the ocean, World of Warcraft, you start to die. Same thing happens in Dead Island. So they don't tell you when it's going to happen. So you might be running from zombies frantically and like just trying to get away, and then all of a sudden die from being like off the map. But then they were saying there was like a horde of zombies chasing them, and the zombies couldn't get around like a beach chair. Like they were just like kind of running
into it. Those
beach
chairs are intimidating.
Yeah. So basically the objects have no physics. They don't move. Like if you hit a bowl of fruit with a bat, it just stays there. Which is kind of lame, kind of half-assed sounding to me. The ability to make weapons is cool though, but.
Yeah, I would say like you said, the trailer when it first came out, I was real excited. And then, you know, as I saw more, I definitely am going to get the game and play it. I think the multiplayer aspect of it could be really interesting.
Yeah.
How it plays out. But you're right. Like some of that, hearing that now, I didn't even realize about the physics kind of stuff. But, I'm not like super, super amped for it, but I think it could have the potential to be a good game. But I also think it's been so hyped up. Like it's such a huge, like it could be a massive letdown. People are like, this is bad. Like, I mean, there's always that possibility with any game, but that's hyped. But I don't know. What about you guys? Are you guys going to play it, Dan?
I'll play it. I mean, generally every big title that comes out that's hyped, I buy it. And then they all sit in my Steam library uninstalled for extended periods of time.
Yeah.
But Alex? I do have to thank Alex for giving me that code for Dead Space 2, because holy shit, what a game on the PC.
Really?
Am I right?
It is amazing.
See, I've heard mixed reviews. You guys are the only... Really, the only two I've heard that have said it's great.
Now, with that sound system you have down there, you put Hunter and the wifey to bed and you crank that shit up.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
It actually got, I get the PC Gamer, and that got like a 90%, I think, on PC, which is real strong.
Yeah, and John can attest, I accidentally left VSync on because I usually leave it on for single players, but when you take it off, holy shit, does that game look good.
Because VSync doesn't lock it at your refresh rate, it locks it at 30 for Dead Space 2, so he didn't realize he was playing at 30 until he took it off. Then you shoot up to like 200 and everything's just silky smooth, and the audio is what does that game.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just unreal.
I got scared of it the first time I played through it, but I kept going through this playthrough. It's just so good. I don't even care, I'm scared.
Nice.
I'm like Scott, who regrets putting videos on YouTube so he doesn't have to get scared.
This is the worst idea.
Dude, Doom 3, once again, like you guys just said with Dead Space, the thing that makes Doom 3 is the audio. Sound in it, man. Just
terrifying. I thought it was the exceptional environmental lighting that made Doom 3 a good
very
game.
Disconcerting. The sound.
Dude, you know what's sad though? Doom 3 has aged, like, everything maxed out. Doom 3.
It still looks decent.
Yeah, right? It really does, dude, on that engine. And, like, people were commenting in the videos, like, this looks better than, like, any console game on the market right now. I'm like, yeah. Or a lot of them. I mean, yeah, it has aged well. John Carmack.
Dude, it was
whatever.
Such a.
Carmack. That's all it is.
Yeah, that game was such a freaking beast when it came out, like, to run. It was.
Yeah.
It just destroyed PCs.
It was the benchmark when it came out, right?
Yeah, on Ultra,
there was actually
a patch for it that gave you, like, even higher than Ultra. Like, you couldn't unlock everything at first, and then they...
Yeah, when I downloaded this on Steam, like, the default menu, I had to install a mod just to get, like, a menu that was really usable. Like, you couldn't even run it in my native resolution and all this stuff.
Right.
This guy made a mod, like you said, and then I could get to all the different graphical settings that I couldn't get to before as well. Crazy.
Yeah, and the Doom movie is the benchmark for high quality action.
Yeah, high quality films.
The Rock with a Citizen Kane like performance.
Wait for it. I don't die.
That's some solid. Yeah.
One of the worst lines in history. The first person shooter part was good though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Alright. So, sorry. So
okay, this one's an off topic question. This one's gonna be you can answer this in any number of ways, I guess. What would be your ideal meal? I guess this kind of means if you're on death row, last meal, what are you getting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a
tough one. I think John's just going to get triple pepperoni pizza rolls and corn dogs.
those are good, but I'm going to have to go with just a nice – huge, medium rare filet mignon. Or as my stupid dipshit of an ex-girlfriend said, the fillet mignon.
The fillet mignon?
Yeah. No, she didn't.
I took her to she was white trash, right? She's white trash. Her mom was a coke whore. She was a coke whore. And I took her to an Outback Steakhouse. This was like 6 years ago, seven years ago before I met Ada. And I was like, you can have whatever you want. And the waitress comes over. She's like, I want a good steak. And she's like, can I have the fillet mignon?
Stop it. No.
I always call it that as a joke.
We split about a month later.
Wow. Was that the catalyst for it, or was it?
That was actually one of them. It was like, not only are you a coke whore, you are fucking dumb.
The fillet mig. Oh, my God.
But I would go with a filet mignon with some Red Lobster cheese biscuits from Red Lobster.
Yeah, those are good. Cheddar biscuits, cheddar biscuits.
Yes. And for dessert, I'd have a chocolate Thai mousse cake with a delicious Great Lakes porter.
I don't like Great Lakes that much, but...
No, but have you ever had it with a chocolate cake?
This sounds like it could work. Porter
yeah.
With chocolate, yeah.
You have the Great Lakes porter with a chocolate cake. It's amazing.
Drinking a porter right now, actually.
Oh, nice.
Me too, a Great Lakes porter.
I'm drinking a Breckenridge vanilla porter. It's quite delicious.
And what about your meals? Alex would like a bag of dicks.
I would like Ken Levine's fingers on a plate.
What? That's weird.
I would no, I would. You know what they don't have in Canada, which I always lament
bags.
About. Whenever
freedom, freedom, Alex.
We
a
don't
legitimate
have...
hockey organization.
Oh my God. Go down your roster, okay?
Oh God. Don't...
They all
Canada.
Come to America because Canada sucks.
Oh my God.
Legitimate hockey roster.
Can I just mute one person in this call? Oh, I'm going to answer my
question.
Good
luck on your phone doing that.
All right, what's your meal? What's your meal?
Okay, like I was trying to say, they don't have Chinese food in like... cardboard, like white cardboard. You know what I'm talking about?
Like shitty Chinese food.
Yeah, like shitty Chinese food.
Like
yeah.
$5.50 General Tso's chicken with fried rice.
Yeah, and like Singapore noodles. I would just want a buffet of shitty Chinese food.
Damn.
In white cardboard and then cheesecake and then I would go.
Oh, what's that restaurant?
Szechuan Express.
That's it. Szechuan Express.
This place.
Oh.
$6. Gets you just enough food to feed like 34 people. It's unbelievable. I will ship you some Szechuan Express.
I keep thinking it's going to get shut down real hard, but it's right in the college, so everybody gets real hammered and just buys $5.
They're obviously running a massage parlor on the side to be able to sell that much food for that cheap.
I keep thinking the Department of Health is just going to be like, well, fuck this. Just shut them down.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, how much can rice actually cost?
That's true.
Not much.
And that's, I mean, that's Chinese food. It's rice with probably $2 worth of chicken. And all the rice you get with that can't be worth more than a dollar. So they probably make $3 off a plate. And I'm going to tell you right now, everybody who's drunk in Oakland goes to the O, the original, which is the shittiest, filthiest restaurant you have ever been in your life. But it's delicious. Mm. Or Szechuan Express, because they can get more food than they can eat for $5.
Yep. It's good shit.
But the cheesecake is important because I want to be a classy bitch when I go out.
I do love me some cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
My wife makes the best cheesecake in the world. No joke.
Nice.
It's epic.
And what about your meal, Scotty?
It's tough because it's sad to say. You know what, John? For some reason, I know I was real. We were drunk when I came over and we had that pizza though from that place that you got it. Well, I forget what it was called. Vince's. But that pepperoni pizza, dude, was fucking incredible. That really was some of the best pizza I've ever had on the East Coast, if not the best. Yes. I don't know what the monster. It was a huge. What was it, like $40 or something? It's ginormous.
Yeah. And it looks awful as well.
Yeah,
it looks like
it's so good.
Someone murdered a pig on top of it.
It really does, dude. It's a crime against animals on that.
Epic mealtime plating.
It really is.
That pizza stomps anything they'll ever make on Epic Mealtime in terms of fat and disease content.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Dudes that cook that shit are like fat and sweaty and they're smoking cigars and shit over top of it. Ash falls in your pizza. You don't care once you eat it.
No, I really didn't.
Like, so literally, the guy who owned that, Vincent, used to smoke cigars while he was making the pizza.
Nice. So I'd have that. I'm a big apple pie guy. I like apple pie a lot, so maybe a slice of that. And, to drink, Miller Lite Lime, because that's good beer. No, I'm just fucking around.
I'll take a Natty Ice.
I'll take a Natty Ice with that. Dude, I watched
like a Brew City Ice. Thank you very much.
I want a Milwaukee Beast.
Let me tell you about Brew City for a second. Mm. Brew City, it used to be called Big City, which was more hilarious. But we used to get it was $8.99 for a 30-pack. And my buddies used to live literally 300 feet from the beer distributor. And the cardboard they used, this was how cheap this company was. The cardboard they used would disintegrate before it got back to the house.
Oh, wow.
So we'd like drop tons of cans of this shit. Oh, it was amazing.
Wow.
Brew City. You can find it.
What about
in the big city.
What about
in
your meal, Dan?
In the big city.
Including Brew City. Beverages.
All right, Dan, what are you eating?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to actually... I know steak, like if you polled people, that would be a really popular choice. But I'm going to go with just a nice medium rare prime rib, actually.
Ooh.
Not a fillet meg. I'm going with a prime rib.
Any kind of sauce.
Sauce on a steak, bro.
I've seen people do it. Every time somebody puts like A1 on a steak or something, it just makes me sick.
Well, it really depends on where you're getting the steak. Because if you're getting a shitty steak, sometimes you have to mask shitty it is.
I'll like coat my steak in like cheese mashed potatoes or something before I put an A1 steak sauce on it.
Then with that, I would have, I don't know if you guys have ever had this. This is usually a Thanksgiving dish for my family, but, green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah.
It's like green beans and French onion.
I have it every Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, we have that at my house, too.
God, I could eat a whole pan of that shit.
They don't have Thanksgiving in Canada, do they, Alex?
They do.
They do. It's a month earlier.
What's it called? Thanksgiving still?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Is it like a standard, like we do like turkey dinners and all that shit?
Mm.
Yep, we do the same thing. It's not the Mayflower or anything. I don't know why we have it, but we thank the universe for giving us awesome hockey players that leave us.
You're thankful for America. That's all.
Thanks the universe for not winning a Stanley Cup the sport you guys created. You guys suck at. So.
Oh, man. Canada getting trolled.
Yeah, I'd put that on. And for dessert, desserts are hard because I'm not actually a big dessert guy overall. I'm gonna go with probably the wife's cheesecake. Actually, it really is that good.
I thought you were gonna say Bill Cosby's Jell-O.
I really
now
thought
that. You put it in the sky, you gotta get this sweater on, and then you put the pudding pop in the freezer, and then you gotta eat it.
That's what I wanted you to do. Thank you. I've been waiting for you to do that on the cast. Oh, God. We love a good Bill Cosby impression that Dan does invent. Oh, man. Especially when he's drunk. I've never heard a better Bill Cosby than when Dan's
drunk. Also, Bill Cosby's never been ruder.
That's true.
Bill Cosby's a total asshole when he's drunk. I don't know if you guys knew that.
He really is. Who was that question by the way, Dan? You didn't say the name. If you can even find it anymore.
That was by Dreamcosis.
Dreamcosis. All right.
Ask my question.
I can't Inception ask myself a question.
Yes, you can. That's the point.
Oh, God. Just now I got to think of a question. No, we're not doing that.
All right.
All right. What else we got here? We're about wrapping
up.
Yeah,
we're hitting almost an hour, if we haven't hit it already.
Okay, all right. This one's interesting. I know Alex's answer already, but if you could share a milkshake with someone in the gaming industry, who would it be? Man. And that's from Fargo. Good film, by the way. That's from Fargo. Alex, who would you have a milkshake with?
Milkshake? In the gaming industry?
It can't be Gabe Newell, by the way. That was a...
we speculated as to why. It would be John, so I could punch him in the face.
Nice. Wow. I thought it was going to be Ken Levine. What a surprise.
Me too.
No, I already ate his fingers. I doubt he'd want to be around me. I'm the guy that ate your fingers. Can you want to have a milkshake?
Maybe out of fear he would. Just have his share.
Okay, I'll drink the damn milkshake.
Right. I got toast.
Mine would be the entire PC development team for Black Ops, a.k.a. just PC dev. And the entire time I was drinking the milkshake, I would actually not be drinking it. I would be telling him how much his game sucks.
You and PC dev have a very spotty relationship.
It's not his fault. He has no help. This guy does everything.
Yeah.
It's just like, and people bash the guy, and he's a really, really good dude.
Yeah.
He's funny, but... God, that game sucks. It has so much potential to be good.
Really does.
Like, Domination on Black Ops that's the best game ever for a game type like that.
Yeah.
But every other game type is ass cunt. And I like to play Search and Destroy, and I can't play Search and Destroy because the maps are terrible.
Yeah, they really don't play well for Search.
I would spike the milkshake, actually, and find out how to get access to Radiant. So I can make maps.
Hmm.
I spike your milkshake.
That or Mr. Sark, and I'd put a bunch of alcohol in his thing, and then I'd suck his cock.
Oh, man.
Sark's hot.
I don't know who I would...
Sark's real hot.
I don't know, Dan. Do you have someone that you would want to...
Well, I was gonna say Carmack, because of all he's done, but then he would just make me feel so dumb while drinking the milkshake that, I would just
down the neurons as to why it's cold.
Yeah, he'd tell me how many polygons it had to be made of and shit, and I would just be like, bro, I just want to enjoy this milkshake with you.
He could program a better-tasting milkshake?
Yeah, exactly. You would just shit on the milkshake the whole time, ruining it. So, I'm not sure. Maybe,
You could squint your eyes and ask him about the Call of Duty videos he makes for the internet, and people seem to like them.
I would maybe Ghostcrawler. He's not even a dev, though. But he's a WoW community manager, and that guy is a baller. I think he does do some devving, though.
He does now. Yeah. He has to be doing something if he's behind the scenes like that. But he's telling them how retarded their ideas
that
are.
That dude is sweet. He just pretty much tells it like it is. He's the only community manager I've ever seen that pretty much will shit on his game if it's necessary. Mm. Like, he will bad-talk Blizzard if it comes to it. He also will tear the community a new one, which is awesome. Because WoW forums are just the most wretched place on the planet.
You've said that multiple times about how wretched the WoW forums are.
Oh my God.
So that must be pretty bad.
If you're seeking help, don't go there.
You'll never play the game again.
Don't go to Elitist Jerks either, because I'll just ban you as well.
Well, actually, go to Elitist Jerks. Don't make an account. Just read the stuff. Don't make an account. There's literally a rule there, Scott, that he's the Elitist Jerks, where if you post a stupid question, someone in Elitist Jerks responds to the stupid question, you both get infraction points on the forum.
Oh, my God.
And then they make fun of you in a forum called the Banhammer. They put all the shitty posts there, and then everybody just makes fun of you.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
They don't. It's not that they don't put up as stupid, but they have everything organized so well that you shouldn't have to ask a stupid question. Mm,
you should go to the right forum, basically.
Right, exactly. Idea. So, gotcha.
All right. Well, I have made my decision. I would meet with two people, and those would be the original creators of Counter-Strike. Ming Guzman Lee and Jess Cliff are the two creators, and I just picked their brains for how they came up with, you know, the most influential first-person shooter of all time. So.
The most influential first-person shooter of all time. What are you smoking for?
Multiplayer.
Yeah, exactly, for high college students.
Influential,
man. You mean Spawn to the Call of Duty game.
I'm sorry. Not first-person shooter. I'm talking on the multiplayer side.
Multiplayer game, yes, I'll agree. But Quake is the most influential game of all time.
Mm. Yep. Without a doubt.
All right. Yeah, it was well before.
Quake is the reason you're still playing the games you're playing now, because Carmack programmed an engine that lasts, you know, 20 years, no big deal.
That's a good point. Fair enough. All right. Dan, do we have any? We're pushing the
No, that's it. We're moving on to our
nice
featured video this week. We didn't have one last week, I don't think, but my God, this is just...
Yeah, I just got a chance to watch that before we...
Epic. If you guys haven't seen this, obviously a lot of people have, as it has 22,000 likes already. But it is the Portal No Escape live action short film. And it's on if you just YouTube Portal No Escape or go to our website, it's the last post from today.
Yeah.
But it is a live-action Portal short, and it's about 7 minutes long, but, man, I would watch an hour and a half of this if this guy was to do a
full-length thing. Movie, yeah.
It is about as well as you could do this. I mean, I don't even know who he is, but it's got very, very professional production value and stuff, so.
It reminds me a lot of, how well the Mortal Kombat was done, like the original trailer, and even the series, like, it's just fantastic. It looks Hollywood production values.
The only video on this guy, Dan Trachtenberg 1 is the channel.
It's a good first video. Strong first video.
Strong first video.
Nice.
There's nothing even in the description as to who the guy is or anything. He might be a director or something anyway. Man, if he made this full length, I would pay to see it for sure. So if you guys like Portal, or even if you don't, you're going to like this. So check it out.
Nice. Sounds good.
Sweet.
All right, guys. Well, it's that time again where we finish the podcast and once again inform you that next week there will be another podcast. Don't fear. For all the questions we get, will there be one next week? You know, when's the podcast going up? We always joke about it because there's always most of you guys are pretty good about it, but we do get the occasional straggle or questions asking, you know, if we're going to have it every week. Every Wednesday, guys, we will have it. This will be up public at the same time.
And small note. Yes. Me and Bob, and actually whoever else wants to, I think Thursday night are going to go through some of the Bro Cave submissions. Mm. And the way that's going to work, if you send it in this week and you don't get on, don't fret. Don't send it in again unless you make some huge major update, like you renovated your office or something. You might get on later. It's just a matter of
the
line. So yeah, it's one.
Still love you, John.
Love you too.
That's good.
That's it.
Glad we resolved that. Yeah, we got to end on that positive note there. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Felix Potvin was overrated.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Hello, gents, and thanks once again for tuning into the podcast this week. If you need to find the podcast, you can find it on podbean.com, our front page, or search iTunes for KB Mod. If you need your PC gaming fix during the week, you can go to kbmod.com or follow us on Twitter @kbmodgaming. We'll see you next week, guys.